It seems like space and stargazing score very high on the awe scale. Astrophysicist David Chus would agree with that. He catches some amazing views of the night sky when he's working in the Atacama Desert in Chile, high up on the Cerro Toco Mountain. Right now, he's more interested in something that the human eye cannot see, though. He's looking into the cosmic microwave background, which scientists often describe as leftover thermal radiation from the very beginning of the universe. This radiation was first detected about 50 years ago, and since then, scientists have looked for ways to mine it for information about how the universe began. Just came back from Chile. He is one of the scientists setting up an instrument to further those efforts. The instrument is called Cosmology Large Angular Scale Surveyor, or CLASS for short, and he told me about his most recent trip and the work he's doing there.
So we fly to Santiago and then up to a city in northern Chile called Calama. And then you take a bus up to this small town, very beautiful, nice small town called San Pedro. And then every day we make the trip up to the mountain.
How do you get up there?
In a 4x4 truck.
Okay.
So we climb the mountain roads and
not literally climb the mountain roads.
Yeah, we let our truck climb the mountain roads, but yes, that's
okay.
Right. And so... But it's very beautiful scenery. It's amazing skies, amazing mountains all around, and it's very dry because it's a desert.
And in the most simple terms, what is the theory that you're trying to prove or disprove?
So we are trying to provide evidence for or against this idea that the universe underwent this very rapid exponential expansion in its first trillionth of a trillionth of a trillionth of a second. And the piece that we're using is the fact that if that happened— that event, that cosmic inflation, would have imprinted this small, distinct signal on the cosmic microwave background. And we're searching for that signal amidst all this other stuff.
So is that the Big Bang, that it all started with a gigantic pow?
Well, the Big Bang is actually the whole theory that describes the expansion and the cooling of the universe. It doesn't say too much about what happened at that earliest times, but you can think of it as an extension of that theory of filling in the initial conditions of the Big Bang. And so it's maybe even a little bit deeper than that, in the sense that if we can understand if this actually happened, we can actually start to characterize the physics of what happened at this early universe.
And how big is this instrument you're setting up there?
This instrument has been built from scratch. The instrument itself is two telescope mounts, and there's two telescopes on each one of them. So they're about 18,000 pounds each, and they're about 30 feet tall.
They're not as big as a house.
Yeah, a small house, maybe, yeah.
What does the material look like that the instrument is feeding back to you? What are you evaluating? What are you seeing?
Well, the telescope is not a telescope you can look through because our eyes aren't sensitive to microwaves. So what the telescope is doing is it's making maps of the sky at microwave frequencies. So what we're actually looking for is a very small signal on top of the cosmic microwave background. It's embedded in the cosmic microwave background. And a detail that might be interesting is that it's actually a polarized signal. The polarization of light, it's the very analogous thing to polarization of sunlight, right? We wear polarized sunglasses to reject glare because glare is polarized and let the other stuff through. What we're actually doing is building a telescope that's sensitive to this polarization and rejecting everything else. So we're looking for this tiny signal from inflation to test the theory and verify it. So we built an instrument that is trying to isolate that signal from all the other stuff, including the rest of the cosmic microwave background.
So if I imagine a chorus of 1,000 voices, I'm trying to hear one voice in there?
That's right. That one particular voice would have its own pattern, and you're trying to reject everything else and filter out that one.
So if you were to prove inflation, could you then move on to trying to get into what might have caused that inflation?
That's the idea, right. We would be characterizing the properties of that phenomenon. Does it correspond to a particle? What is the energy it happened at? What are the dynamics of inflation itself? And that would be pretty exciting, I think.
So on some strange level, I mean, this would get us to some of the fundamental questions that humanity has wondered about. Where did we come from? How did it all start? Is there one force? Is there a creator? Those are some big questions.
Those are some big questions indeed. Yeah. I don't know how much I can say about some of those things, but certainly
right.
the physical aspects of it, it can certainly
But it must be fascinating to be scratching away at those big questions.
Yes, absolutely. That's what motivates me every day, right, to come in and do this stuff. So in some sense, it gives you this sense that we're a very small part of this very big thing. But on the other hand, we're able to figure this stuff out. We're able to take light that's been streaming to us from 13.8 billion years in the past and decode it and understand what's going on with the physics in those epochs. And that, to me, you know, is one of the coolest things we can do.
David Chus is a professor of physics at Villanova University outside of Philadelphia.